This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, head out for a drive. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When you hit a hole in one person and that tees up a lawsuit, will there be any fair way out? Judy was playing golf with her husband. They were obviously hooked on one another, so it was natural when he hooked his golf ball into the woods, his wife would wait for him. Must have been quite a shot because her husband actually went into the woods and disappeared. James was about 50 yards behind her, standing near his ball, which was also in the woods. It seems on this particular day, golfers preferred hitting into the woods instead of hitting with the woods. James did not call out four before his shot, and a perfect shot it was, if he'd been aiming for Judy. The ball hit her square in the forehead, causing serious injury, and Judy sued. But the court stated that a participant in an athletic event is liable to another only when his actions amount to willful, wanton, or reckless disregard for safety. Judy appealed, claiming there should be a different standard for non-contact sports like golf, but the court disagreed. So it's a new slice of life. My advice, wear a helmet when you play golf, because the courts aren't putting with any green. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.